Welcome to the Heroes Wanted podcast.
Hey, everybody. So we're here for the next session. What are we on? Is this five?
Six? Should be episode six.
Six?
Any self-respected game master / pod Pete the PM? The podcad?
Are those words over there?
No.
I think the point was that you were the only one at this table to mess that up.
Session nine.
And it was your own question.
The PM.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Well.
The pod minister.
I'm not good with numbers. That's why I have a job that details them the entire time.
Session nine is correct.
Session nine. Okay, session nine from NAS.
I don't think they actually know what you do.
That's possibly true. I'm going to keep it that way. A little bit of mystery.
That's right.
Except everyone listening probably knows me.
And if
personally.
You join our Patreon, you'll know what Kenny does for a living.
Yes.
Do we have one of those?
16 months when we have a Patreon.
Maybe one day in the future. But as of now, no. No, we don't.
Well, then I guess you'll never know what Kenny does.
Yeah, we're just about to pop 100 followers on Twitter. That's cool.
Oh, I like that. All right.
I just found out that I was supposed to die in the last session.
Don't tell everybody.
Yes. It has been revealed to me by my mole. Actually, this is actually came straight from Jeff. That Jeff used an extra healing that he did not have access to. And thereby saved Doreen's life.
However, I want to point out...
I'm going to punch you in the right arm.
No. I want to point out that I actually have been doing Lay on Hands wrong. And you're supposed to get... 6 hit points per use instead of 5. So Doreen would have actually survived that hit.
Oh, well, okay. Then we can call it a wash unless you're lying and also cheating because you are learning from Jeff and I am watching you. I'm watching you.
There's no cheating going on over here. Also, no falsehoods.
Your mole has gone local.
The only one I can trust is Kayla.
Thank you. That's a good idea.
Kayla, who took the box, the dice box, and put it under the table last session.
And then missed.
and then continued to tell him that you missed.
Yeah.
It's a long con.
Listen, it is a long con.
Just
you're right.
Hide this dice. Like, oh, no, that, it's a one.
Like that one that Kirk that had. You know, the long con.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, everyone gets my joke, long but no con. One thinks it's funny. I'm sorry. Why am I like this? Can we start?
So last session, you guys started exploring the southern part of the castle. And as you were exploring, you heard the call from the courtyard of goblins being, a goblin being held hostage. Mm-hmm. And the sounds of a halfling male as well, which you surmised to be Calmont. And so you rushed to go help the goblins, only to come face to face with a dragon. Now, not one of the full-size fantasy dragons everyone knows of. It's actually a smaller, basically like Komodo dragon, but it still did quite a number on you guys.
Are we talking like the kind of dragon that would hang out in Berk?
Again, I want to know your references.
How to Train Your Dragon?
Anyway,
we're not supposed to know. We're not supposed to know about this dragon because none of our characters have Arcana.
Yeah,
apparently.
So we learned in that session that none of the PCs are trained in Arcana. So there's going to be just a lot of things you just don't know.
I get a feeling we're also not going to have occultism. Do you have occultism?
No, I got religion.
What the heck?
Hey, listen.
What is if you're a dark cleric
Pathfinder playing person and want to roll a character who has Arcana, tweet us at Heroes Wanted Pod.
One of these days, someone's going to be serious and be like, okay, can I take David's spot?
No, this is...
We have an empty spot.
This is in addition to not in place of
David. But believe me, when two people tweet us, you're gone.
David's gone.
Oh, so gone. Who's going to be your role then?
Moving still be on.
It's going to be just Kenny with a mustache on, and we're going to wonder how he's doing it.
I like that. I think I'll do that.
This is our new player, Kenny. That's a mirror. That's a cleverly angled mirror.
And so after you guys defeated the dragon monster, you heard a call from one of the goblins up top being, oh, please, please help us. And shortly after, you can hear... the halfling voice, which you can safely assume is Calmont, looks down at you and says, and who are you?
Oh,
Wait, the do-gooders from town. You were supposed to burn in the fire. What are you doing here? No closer, or I'll cut this goblin's ears off if you don't leave at once.
What do you do?
It's over, Kalmont. Your wicked days are done.
It's not over. It's only just begun.
So
I lay on hands myself real quick.
Mid-thread, Doreen reaches out and heals himself.
I lay on hands myself for the new 6 that I get. So I gain 7 health, and then I turn to Kalmont with my new 8 hit points, and I say, hey, I've got 9 more hit points. It's time to fight.
What? So in all seriousness, you guys are in this courtyard looking up at a group of goblins, one of which is being held hostage by Kalmont. He has a knife to the goblin's throat.
Mm-hmm.
That goblin
is cowering.
Yeah.
But there are more than one
there
other
are
goblin?
6 other goblins.
That are sort of in cahoots with him. Jeez.
They appear as frightened as the goblin that's held. They don't know what to do.
So it's one, just Kalmont, and 7 total freaked out goblins.
Correct.
Gotcha.
All right.
Yeah, Gwenog will step up. Kalmont, why are you doing this? What do you think? Why do you think I'm doing? These little freaks, they know how to get to the basement. They used to live down there. Everyone knows that. Those blocked stairs on the first floor can't be the only way down. And there's an elf gate down there, I tell you. Do you have any idea what someone would pay for information about that lost elf gate? Oh, a lot. Only these worms won't tell me how to get downstairs.
Yeah, but if you kill them, how are they going to tell you?
No, I'll kill one at a time until one of them finally tells me.
That doesn't work.
I only need one of them to tell me how to get down. I don't need all 7 of them.
Yeah, but what if you kill the one that knows first, and then you have 6 people that don't know, and then you have to wait the entire time, and then... Just come down and talk to us, okay? This isn't making any sense. I'm confused.
Make me a diplomacy check.
Oh, man.
With my plus 0 in diplomacy, make that a 16.
Okay, just... on one condition, you don't turn me in.
Turn you into who?
I want to be pardoned.
Pardon? What is that?
I don't know
how to talk to this person.
Just come down here and we'll figure it out.
Can one of the other you explain what a pardon is and grant me it?
Listen, if you come down here, they'll tell me what a pardon is. Deal?
No! Not a deal!
Come on. I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing at me?
No, it's fine. Just don't hurt the bumble brashers. They're important, okay?
These little creatures aren't important.
Warble loves them.
Warble's one of them.
Yeah!
Kalmont, maybe we can help find how to get into the gate. Or to the gate.
You think you know where it is?
No. We haven't seen it.
Well, it's because we have to get into the basement. Alright, if you agree to help me get into the basement, I will consider sharing some of the profits with you.
We just want to bumble brasher free, okay?
So you don't care about the gate?
Just the brashers.
I care about the gate.
Doreen,
but you're also
a paladin.
But also
Doreen, shame on you.
But we will not work with you if you happen to hurt any more of the brashers. Have you hurt any of them?
No, not yet. I had to bide my time to wait for that Growlithe to leave.
What's a Growlithe?
And you see him just, like, with his dagger, he's just, like, pointing at the giant lizard.
Well, you're welcome.
For that,
you know?
Listen.
If it weren't for us, you'd be stuck up there.
I could climb down these walls whenever I want.
Okay, then show us. Prove it. Climb down these walls.
I still want the pardon.
Okay, fine.
All right, we're in agreement that I have a pardon for my crimes.
Wait, crimes?
Yes? He burnt down the town hall.
I know that, Doreen. Work with me here.
I can hear you.
See?
Naz steps in between the two of them as they're discussing things, and he just says, as entertaining as all of this is, come down from there. We shall investigate the basement, find what we have to find, and get you your pardon when we get back to town.
Very well. I'm coming down. You goblins, stay back.
And so he keeps...
You'll definitely get the pardon for burning down the town hall.
You don't need to continue talking about it. He's coming down the rope.
You see him kind of walk down the stairs. He keeps the goblin he has in tow, like knife to its throat, and pushes it down and clambers down the rope very quickly. And he keeps the dagger out and is like slowly approaching. He says,
all right, what do you want to talk about then?
What exactly is contained in this building? In its basement, that is.
Alceta's ring? It's an elf gate. It's a ring of elf gates connected to places all over the world. Elf gates, my friends. You know those, right? You're not daft, are you? Don't you realize how valuable this information is to the richies who want to travel fast? Selling that information would get me out from under Voss's thumb once and for all.
Of course we know what that is, but explain it to my friends here so they will know as well.
Well,
I just explained it.
I knew an elf that they told me about how they just come by. They came back home after the demons had arrived, and
yes,
they use these, right? Is that it?
Yes, they're magical gates capable of instantaneous travel.
So he mentioned under Voss's thumb. Perhaps somebody should ask about that.
Are you saying Gwenog won't?
I mean, I'm playing dumb cop here. Let me just...
I was getting to it. Let's...
Okay.
Welcome to the Heroes Wanted podcast.
Someone who doesn't already think Voss is an okay person. Like Naz, for example, who has no particular affiliation.
Yeah,
Naz would ask about that. What exactly is it that Voss has on you?
Voss?
You mentioned getting out from under her thumb.
She's my employer, but she treats me like she's my god, always bossing me around. Calmont do this. Calmont, read that. Calmont, that's not how you pronounce Norgerber. I think I know how to pronounce Norgerber. She's just a jerk, and I hate her. I've been digging around her stuff for weeks trying to find something I could sell to buy my way out of this stupid job. Didn't find any goodies, but I did find her notes on Alceta's ring. What's she planning to do with that information? I don't care. I just want to get paid.
And who will pay you for this information?
Anyone, any rich person who wants to know about instantaneous travel. All of those richies want it.
And you think there's one of these here?
Yes.
Yes. Not just one. Not just one, several. Alceta's ring. One of the first of many elf gates that they built. There's probably several of them down there, leading to who knows where.
Right, so I think we've heard pretty much everything we need to hear from him. Let's say we arrest him and go back to town and get a good night's sleep.
Let's do that. Should we not do that?
No, we should totally do that.
That's what I wanted to do.
Him. Why do we need him to find the basement?
He obviously can't find it on his own. We can't exactly find it with your 3 hit points and my 0 heals, including cheater heals.
your cheels?
Yeah. I've only got so many of those per day.
It's gonna shoot. You have an infinite amount of those.
Incorrect, unless you want to arouse suspicion.
This halfling that calls goblins little is going to shank me in the leg, and I'm going to get even more diseased in this place.
Oh, you do have a disease. That's right.
I don't know what you're talking about. He feels fine.
Let's go ahead and arrest this dude and get back to town.
All right, so does somebody want to grab him? I'll pull out my manacles that I have. Just smack him in the face with your shield.
Initiative? So we're going to roll initiative then.
All right.
Because as soon as this initial action will take place, Kalmod will have a chance to know what's up.
Hey!
Are we using perception because we're the aggressors here?
Well, you didn't describe any other way that it would make sense to use a different skill, so yeah, perception will be...
Okay.
That's my highest skill anyway.
Same.
18.
Okay, can I use my diplomacy because we're just talking about him?
Diplomacy wouldn't work. Deception, Mike, because you were making promises to free him and now you are...
Doreen made a promise that he would be pardoned for burning down the town village. I said nothing about him threatening the Bremple Brashers.
The town village?
What is
town
it?
Village, yeah.
town hall. I've already called him like Helmont a million times. So
listen, that is cooler. So if he were the lord of this castle, he would legally change his name to Helmont.
So I
all right, let's
pull out the manacles.
Let's get some 15 initiatives going. Gwenog?
It's probably like level 5.
18. And
like an expert.
18 for Gwenog.
Drop a fireball.
Doreen?
21.
Naz?
15. Pull off a hat of disguise. Murderous. You
know, no one is going to understand that reference because it's from a home game.
It doesn't even need to be a reference, Kenny. You just blew it. It could have just been a cool thing that I thought of.
Okay.
Thanks for bogarting the looking cool.
Doreen, you are up first in this initiative round.
I guess I am getting stabbed. I'm going to run over.
Non-lethal shield to the face.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to run over and just try to grab him. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to make a athletics check?
Yep.
Go
Do
for
I want
it.
To? Hey.
It's going to be against his acrobatics DC.
That's a very high roll.
It's a 22.
There.
Actually.
All right, you grab him. He is now grabbed.
How many actions did I have to spend to run over?
You would have had to stride over and then an action to grab.
I would like to also do a disarm.
Okay, how does that work?
Only if I critically succeed will he actually get it knocked out of his hand.
Okay.
But if I succeed, then he just has -2 to checks associated with the dagger that I'm trying to knock out.
Okay, and is that also versus acrobatics or athletics?
I guess so. I think so.
Okay, roll it.
No.
All right, so you grab him and you try and wrestle with his knife hand, but he managed to keep hold of his knife, and it is his turn. No. He says, "No, you said you were going to pardon me. No!" And so he is going to first attempt to break free.
Okay. Flat check to see
flat
if he can.
Flat check is successful. And then he gets his actual attempt. That's not going to do it. And so for his second action,
stabby.
He is going to make a deception check.
Oh, no.
See if he can. He can. And so he will make a deception check.
He's trying to faint me.
A 12 versus your perception DC will not do, though.
No.
And barring that failing, he then drops his dagger to the ground and falls and says, "Don't hurt me, please! Oh, God, just don't hurt me!" Gwenog.
This is going better than I thought.
I will grab the manacles from Naz.
Yep.
And Gwenog will come up to poor, cowardly Kalmont. And I'll book him.
you
throw
book
the
him,
book at him.
And he just starts crying. Says, "No, I just wanted to be free from Vaz. She's the worst. We could have made a fortune together."
"Well, the good news is you're only going down for arson. It's not like you killed anybody. We got everybody out. So, you know, silver lining."
And, with that, he basically just goes quiet. Is there anything else you want to ask him?
Well, he already told us about the... Oh, did you step on another bone?
Yes.
So he already told us all about the Elf Gate.
Is there anything else here besides the Elf Gate?
Just those disgusting little creatures.
What disgusting little creatures?
The goblins.
Oh, no, they're cute. I like them. They're my friends.
They're monsters.
I'm a monster.
I'm having trouble disagreeing with that right now.
But monsters have hearts too, you know. Let's go.
Naz just grabs this dude and just starts walking him away from Gwynog.
So as the dust from the drama on the battlements settles, you hear a distinctive garbled throat clearing coming from nearby. Soon, the short, slight goblin woman who'd been held captive by Kalmont approaches.
Excuse me,
she says in a voice like that of a horse bird, which I don't know how to sound like a horse bird, so picture it in your mind space.
You should have YouTubed that ahead of time, like GM prep time. Come on, dude.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, and thank you, friends. You are friends, right? You must be friends, mm-hmm. because you just saved the Bumble Brashers from that man. So much flailing and shrieking. Oh.
Did he hurt anyone?
No. I'm Halba, and I'm the Bumble Brashers' chieftain. We have been stuck up here for so long, days it feels like, maybe even weeks. Hard to keep track. First, those awful monsters chased us from our comfy basement, then that dragon dog came, and then that awful halfling man showed up talking about elves and other nonsense. No elves live here, just us Bumble Brashers.
Helba looks back at her people, and a deeply morose look settles upon her face.
I just want to protect my people, but everyone wants us dead.
And, you know, she's just kind of tearing up a little bit.
Do you want to say anything, Gwynog?
Yeah. Well, maybe you should go back. So Warble sent us. We're friends. But maybe you should go back and talk to Warble. I don't think this keep is a safe place for you.
This is our home. This is where we live.
You said that there were monsters that drove you out of the basement?
Yes. We used to live in the vaults underneath the keep. But, no.
We killed a few monsters when we first came in, but...
What?
There was a giant bat. And some...
You killed Merle? Oh... Why would you kill Merle? We used to bring him fruits to eat.
Helba, listen. All right. We still have a lot of this keep to explore, okay? It's not safe for now. And it doesn't have to be permanent. Just come back to town. Warble is worried about you.
I mean, can you... But listen, this is our home. This is where we want to live. We can't live in town. People hate us there. It's not good for us. Could you find a way in and clear out the vaults?
Yes. Tell the half-orc all about how people in town hate you.
Listen, you're only half green. We're all green. We get all the bad.
Listen, home is not a place. Home is a people.
And our people are here.
Just come back to town.
Gwynog, we shouldn't push this.
Gwynog, leave them be. They wish to stay.
Unfortunately, we might be able to help with the monsters in the basement and get them back to their homes.
Oh, we will handle the monsters.
They're not monsters. I mean, they had monsters with them, but they're not monsters.
Who are they?
Cultists. At least, I think they're cultists. They called themselves the Cinder Claws, and they said our home was their home now, and they threatened to roast us, to peel us and eat us. Ugh, and they had dragons, those things. So of course we ran. Then so many monsters on the ground floor, you know, Merle, and so we ran up into the battlements. But that dragon thing down in the courtyard kept us from getting away. It wanted to eat us. We had a couple pickles stashed aside, though, which is how we've survived for so long, though.
Here, take some of my food.
Oh, thanks. Is it salted?
Some of it, I think.
And she will take some and she'll eat a little bit and like kind of give you a look of disgust, like, well, no, that's not enough salt.
All right, so we're going back to town. If you want to stay here with the monsters, fine. We'll be back later, but right now we have to go.
Well, we gotta give Merle a funeral.
Alright, bye guys.
Gwenog will begin.
Do you think Brian will want to say a few barks? Brian will probably give a few barks, maybe a growl.
And then we should go immediately.
Hey, Gwenog and Naz start escorting to be, the prisoner.
Do you happen to be friends with any turtles?
Well, no, they're not very friendly.
They're not very alive either.
Those.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, we killed them in revenge for when they killed that one warg.
Brian's dead?
Unfortunately, the grave shells got them, but we took care of them in return.
I thought Brian knew to stay away from the grave shells. Always
the grave shells
at us
were the
and
ones.
Biting us for fun.
The grave shells were the ones who strayed out of their territory. Brian didn't stand a chance.
Oh my god! Wait a second! I have to go get my puppies!
Puppies?
Gwenog, stop talking. Let's go back to town.
And the rest of the Bumble Brashers will come down.
I'm glad I'm not a paladin, because paladins cannot lie.
And they will start heading towards they start heading towards the southern gate where you guys came in. And, you know, they seem to have the intention of going and giving the bat and the warg a burial.
I sure hope nobody killed my barbershop quartet of skeletons today.
Expert
they were
going to
be performing at the funeral.
The best whistlers in town. All right, and
Real question: do I want to take the wargs back to town, or do I just want to leave them here? Because I do have the two puppies.
I think we keep the puppies with us.
Yeah, I'm going to go get the puppies.
I'm sure your uncle will be very pleased.
All right, so you guys
go. Found some monster dogs, Uncle Rorsk.
Adopted some really dangerous pets.
Listen, he already adopted one really dangerous pet. Me. He can surely.
So what do you guys want to do? You've successfully rescued the goblins. You have captured Calmont alive.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of that, and for rescuing the Bumble Brashers, you have gotten 180 experience plus the experience for Calmont, which would be another
200, roughly 200, exactly.
No,
I'm pretty positive it's 200.
Yeah, 200 is exactly the right amount of experience.
So 180 for rescuing the Bumble Brashers and for learning about Alceta's ring from Calmont.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to say 100 experience.
I'm
going to
say try again.
Capturing Calmont. So a whopping 280 experience for hitting some story marks here.
And we'll get another 100 when we turn him in. And
yeah,
he's brought
it's
to
half
justice.
Up front, half on delivery.
That
That's
makes
how these
sense.
Things always work.
Of course. And
anyhow,
as you are walking away, Helba comes running up and says, Oh, you didn't ask how to get to the vaults.
We can discuss that upon our return.
Oh. Oh.
Just okay. Let her tell us now.
Well, we've got Calmont
Naz,
here.
While holding a prisoner. Just,
who really wanted
you know,
to get at this vault.
Definitely doesn't want to be a prisoner. I'll just hold on to this guy for a little while. I'll just check my strength score over here. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Have a conversation.
Yeah, let's have the cleric. Like, realistically, Gwenog is probably holding this dude.
All right.
I'm very strong.
You basically tell Helba to shut up. You don't care about her feelings.
Whoa.
She wants.
No, whoa. I said that
Naz
she could talk.
Naz is very respectful.
Gwenog wants to know all about these vaults and whatever they are.
Helba, okay. We'll be back soon, and we'll be able to discuss.
It's so far to town.
No. Well,
it is literally the shortest walk ever, Helba. Oh, why don't you explain it to us when we walk?
I mean, you guys are going to be gone for like days.
I can go to town, buy a cake, return, and have a party with you while you explain it to us. Then get back in time to town to turn this guy in. Tell me what you need to tell me.
Wow, you can move so fast.
Yes, it's called walking briskly.
Well, could you give a message to Warble for us?
Of course, yeah.
Yes, actually, she's right there in the distance. I can see her from here. Hi, Warble. I wave at Warble.
Tell her that we're alive, and that you saved us, and that we're very grateful.
Cool message, bro.
Wait, I'm getting some really bad vibes here. Like, if we don't have them come with us, the cultists are going to go upstairs and kill the rest of them. There's some serious bad vibes that I'm getting.
Well, then let's bring them with us. Tell them about the cake that I plan on buying.
No, they have to hold a funeral for their friends that you murdered.
So, David, I believe you have the highest diplomacy score in the party.
Do I?
Probably.
I have 6.
Well, yeah, then, no, I don't. Naz, convince them with some sort of roll.
Naz doesn't care.
Please, Naz.
Naz, I'm afraid that these fire cultists are going to, I whisper, kill all of
kill,
the
you can say it louder.
K-I-L-L them.
Yes, I believe they can spell. I turn to Helba, and I tell her, we think it would be in your best interest to come with us. The funeral can wait the 2-3 hours it will take us to return.
Your friends will still be dead when you get back.
Yes, and you won't be.
All right, make a diplomacy check.
It's going to like triple the time to get it back.
That is a 25.
That's a natural 1, Kenny.
19 plus 6.
Not a 1, that's a 7, Doreen.
You jump.
I'm not sure what the lie and what the truth is.
Oh, that's what you do. You nest the lies. They're so that way you never so know well what's together. True. Ugh.
All right, so after a little while, you do manage to convince Helba and the goblins to come back with you. And you begin your walk back to town.
Wonderful.
And they drag their feet. Like, they do not want to be walking that way at all. They get tired super quickly, and they're like, ah, can we just take a break? And, like, you've been walking for, like, 10 minutes.
No! No breaks!
But we've been walking for so long!
Naz looks up at the sky, at the sun. It's literally been 6.5 minutes.
It's actually getting dark, I think.
Oh, then we yes. better head back.
Based on how
we're not going to make it in time for the darkness.
Sun. Listen, the so last one of you up the pace. To speak gets a barrel full of pickles when we get to town.
The last one?
Yes, yeah, so if you speak, you lose.
So if we all speak, we all get pickles?
No.
And they all just start talking amongst themselves. Talking about what they'll do with that barrel full of pickles.
You have to be quiet, Helba. That's the game.
That's not a very fun game.
Yeah, but pickles are fun.
Well, pickles are fun.
All how about...
Right. Let's just get back to town.
How about everyone gets a pickle when we get back, but whoever is silent from this point forward gets 2.
Oh, negotiations.
Oh, look, Naz and Kelmont got back already.
How many goblins are there?
I've already executed this guy.
Whoa, for arson?
Yeah.
And so they spend the rest of the trip negotiating exactly how many pickles they're going to get on the road back. And about a half hour goes by, and you guys arrive back in town. It's starting to get dark. And as soon as you arrive back to town, the guards kind of let up a cheer and inform everyone, and you start walking through crowds of people coming out, cheering for you, having successfully captured Kalmont. You have the Bumble Brashers in tow, and everyone is so excited to see you. What do you do?
So, who was the main council member? Was it Greta?
Greta, yes.
Greta, I remembered that. Cool. So, is Greta nearby?
She's not nearby. She's... they have repurposed one of the tavern rooms to work as a council hall until the new one is built.
Which one?
I'm going to say Caden's Keg. Why not?
Damn straight.
And so, you are instructed to head over to Caden's Keg for their temporary town hall meeting.
Can we turn over Kalmont to the guards first?
That makes the most sense, yeah.
Yes. One of them will take it and they'll
you know, kind of rough him up a little bit. Not, you know, an aggressive amount, but...
Naz laughs a little bit.
Hey, stop that.
Well, this little guy set fire to the town hall.
Yeah, and he gets due process.
I'll due process something.
I turn to the
town. That's not how heroes act.
They're not heroes, they're guards. Leave them be. It is easier to move a prisoner if they're injured. They put up less of a struggle.
That doesn't sound right, Naz.
Calmont just like lets out a wail and starts crying. And the guards nod to you and they, you know, shuffle off, no longer pushing Calmont as hard as they were. And you enter Caden's Keg, and there's a back room that the town hall council, the council members are using. And Greta greets you and says, "Hello, heroes. It is good to see you. I heard of your return. It passed by here very quickly, just person to person. Are you successful? Did you rescue the Bumble Brashers?
And we caught Calmont.
Well, we have all the Bumble Brashers. Did that? Yeah, they are in the tavern, like, causing havoc right now. So you went into this, like, little back room, and the Bumble Brashers stayed behind, and they've already got, like, mugs of ale that aren't theirs. And they're having a whale of a time.
They deserve it.
They had a rough day.
They deserve it.
And they had to walk all the way back to town.
They had a rough month. Right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Their perception of time might be a little flawed.
Oh. Oh.
Even warbles?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
Fair. One of them orders you can hear them ordering a pickled ale, and the barkeep's like, "It's a pickled ale. What?" And, you know, Greta nods and has one of the other council members close the door. Says, we don't need to be worried about what's going on out there. So tell me, what did you find?
Did we discuss at all what we wanted to say when we came back? Are we just like straight up telling them Elfgate or whatever is there?
So here's going to be your proverbial pickle here, yeah. Naz, is that I am lawful good and wholeheartedly trust all of these people.
Right.
So I'm going to tell them exactly what we heard. So if that's not on your agenda...
I really have no agenda. I was just curious what you guys were going to say.
I don't know Doreen's alignment, but I'm pretty sure Doreen is also a good character. Are you not a good character?
I have to be.
Yeah, champions still this don't allow non-good alignments. They are apparently going to release that in further supplements, but not
yet. So what are you if you had to put it in a two-letter format?
CN. Or sorry, C not no.
Wow.
CG.
Wow.
Spider-Man. Doreen is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I knew he was a badass.
So you tell Greta everything and she thanks you profusely for your help and produces a pouch and counts out 20 gold pieces.
Counts out 100 experience.
That is both contracts paid, as per my notes.
Both contracts paid.
That's how much gold per 20?
20.
20 gold total.
Oh.
Total.
I have our complete inventory here, so if we want to split it off air, I can help you do that.
Certainly.
And she says, "Well, thank you. I will definitely add all of you to the approved heroes list from now on." Yes, even you, Gwenog.
And
we didn't have any other petitions prepared for this month, so you can wait around till next month if you want. 20 gold should be able to buy you plenty of time at the inns and such. And she just kind of looks at you guys, doesn't appear to have much more to say.
So Naz will actually put his hand on each of their shoulders and be like, "Yes, excellent. We have a month off. We have some things to discuss and revels to be had. Come with me, you two." And starts to, like, bring them out of the back room here.
Goodbye, Greta.
Goodbye.
Yes!
And so Naz leads you two away, and probably to a quiet spot to murder you all.
Yeah, a quiet spot, pulls out a knife, and then starts...
Got more money out of just traveling through this keep together than this 20 gold, so I don't know why you'd kill us.
No. And I say to the two of you, I was like, so... You two wish to be heroes, and we have some time to ourselves. You are formidable fighters. Perhaps we can go investigate what Calmont was claiming.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds wicked cool.
A little freelance heroing, Gwenog. What do you think?
The Bumble Bashers did also ask you to, you know, clear out their home.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, the Bumble
Bashers.
Yeah,
but we don't want to make promises with the, like, this keep. Because, you know, somebody might want to move in that's not the Bumble Brashers.
Why couldn't you move in with the Bumble Brashers? They're a great sort as, like, an ale goes flying out the window.
We can discuss that when we have the deed to the Citadel.
We'll see what happens and whether Bumble Brashers start turning up dead or not. Go from there.
Whoa.
What? It's a dangerous place.
Yes.
You saw what happened to that bat.
So, first order business. We need to figure out what kind of sickness Doreen has.
Oh, yeah. How long?
You should go to, like,
the hospital. Has it been long enough that I'm showing it?
It's only been, like, an hour. You're fine.
It's only been an hour?
Yeah. It's a very short walk.
Town is actually very close.
Yeah.
The Bumble Brashers don't seem to think so.
I just thought that we were discussing with them for more time.
Gwenog will heartily agree to help explore this, because getting paid for her first contract ever has ignited the flame of an unquenchable thirst for adventure. Can't stop, won't stop.
All right, so you guys have some money, you have some equipment. Is there anything you want to do in town, or you just want to pick up and go right back?
We need to rest for the night and heal and recuperate. I need to go tell Uncle Rorsk that I'm a real adventurer now.
And a mama.
Oh, and a mama. Yeah, where are you going to keep those pups?
Where are those pups?
Yeah, that's a good question.
In a bowl of ale
the Bumble
right
Brashers?
Now.
No. I don't trust the Bumble Brashers.
So you just, like, have them in a pouch at your side?
I feel
a little warm.
I feel like I whipped up, like, one of the... It's one of those, like, chest harnesses / back harnesses. I have one on each side. They're just bouncing along in tow.
I love it. Okay. So,
I think one thing that we need to do is to go speak to Calmont while he's in his cell waiting for some sort of a trial and ask him about...
It's unlikely that he's going to be too talkative to us, but I say we still do
but
it.
But didn't we already get all the information we could?
I mean, if he really hates... what's her name?
Vaz.
Then he might have something incriminating on her. Don't know.
No, she's just a jerk.
She was just terrible to him.
Yeah, like,
okay.
She's a bad boss, he's a bad employee, like, he just he just wanted the money to go, like,
right.
It's not like she has, like, a secret, like, you know, drug business on the side where she's trafficking out of the bookshop.
No, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Alright, I guess she does have a secret.
Kenny just gave
business.
Us the shiftiest look.
I mean, we can still interrogate Vaz about the elf gate if we want.
He didn't know anything else about it.
If he knew how to... He didn't even know how to...
Vaz. Interrogate Vaz.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we have everything we've heard from Calmont.
Yeah.
It's best to forget about him and never think about him again.
Okay. Criminal
justice.
Do you want to go talk to Vaz?
No, we want to rest for the night and heal.
Yeah, let's rest.
Okay. So you rest for the night. Resting for the night restores your con modifier... times your level, minimum your level.
Cool.
So not a heck of a lot, but Doreen
we
can
have
also
a champion.
Focus and heal some hit points via lay on hands. So you could do that in like the morning after you get up and get the rest of your hit points maxed.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just say however long it took, hit points are filled. Anyway.
What are they doing? I never know.
Doreen, while you're sleeping...
Uh-oh.
I need you to make a fortitude roll for me.
Which die should I use, guys?
The one that's going to fail.
Go ahead and use all three of them. Just take the best.
Swap.
Ooh,
nice.
27.
Nice. 27.
Dude, why are you blocking that? That's real.
No, it's real. It is.
Good job, man.
You wake up and you feel fine.
I think it would have been better to fail because then he would have known he was diseased.
Yeah, now you don't even know. Okay, so...
We're just going to cough on someone. I'm so sorry.
You guys wake up. You
don't know where
they're healing.
Came from.
And you guys want to stop by Vaz's shop?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so you head to Vaz's shop. And you walk in. It's, you know, the middle of the day, so it's open. And she says,
"Oh, you've come back. Joy. I've heard you captured that worm, Helmont. I hope the town council puts him to death soon."
"Yes, we captured Calmont as well."
"What did I say?"
"Helmont."
"Damn it.
It's spreading."
"David's fault. It's all David's fault."
"Wait, so real talk. Do they have the death penalty in Breach Hill?"
"Yeah, that's a good question."
"No."
"No?"
"All right. Good. I don't really want them to execute Calmont."
They do exile, so they could, like, send him away and never allow him to return.
"Exile's fine. I don't want them to kill Calmont. Or Helmont, as you two are so aptly..."
"It's David's fault. It's all David's fault."
"Everything is.
He's your
mole. The mastermind."
"So, why are you here, then? Your business appears to be done. Did you find my books?"
"Unfortunately, he didn't have them on him."
"Shame. He probably stashed them somewhere, that crafty little worm."
"We'll keep a lookout. But we actually were interested in looking through what books you have."
"On what? I have a lot of books. What's a particular subject that interests you?"
"Elves, perhaps."
"What about them?"
"Oh.
Do you want biographies? I need more information to help
you." "What was the woman's name?"
"What woman?"
The whose gate it was, or whatever, the ring, whose ring?
"Alceta's ring" is what it was called.
"Yes. Let's ask about her. Biographies on Alceta."
"Alceta, I don't have anything on her. That is rather rare information, honestly. But I have come in my career to learn that most of the information regarding Alceta is false. In fact, why would you be interested in her?"
"Just a name we heard while traveling."
"Well, it would be best if you just forget all about that subject, then. It's widely considered falsehoods among most scholars."
"Can we make an insight check to see whether she's telling the truth or not?"
"Yeah, make a..."
"She seems awfully shifty."
What's your perception?"
"That seems awfully shifty." "Ooh.
I gotta look in the book."
"That's a good roll.
I gotta look in the book."
Find out she's level 10.
"Yeah.
Didn't open the book to her Statblock.
Terrible.
And totally then did lied not open to up us, to our face."
"What was your bonus again?"
"My bonus to perception is 7.
"Something's not right about what she's saying. You're not entirely sure what, but something."
I kind of give the two of them a look. You know, that like narrow eye, like nod, like sums up. And I walk, like, is she like behind the counter, or is she
standing amongst the stacks talking to you?
So I'll walk past her and then turn around and ask her, "These books that you have no information on her, are these perhaps the books that Calmont took?"
"I am not sure. As I said, I did not keep a good record. The most valuable books I just keep aside, ready to pull out for collectors. I cannot remember for sure what books were taken."
"Your most valuable ones?
Yes.
You don't keep track of them?"
"No."
"That seems rather foolish."
"Well, if you wish to run my business, perhaps you can purchase it from me. Otherwise, I will now ask you to leave."
"Hey, I do wish to apologize.
Rare books."
"I said leave."
"But I have a book for you."
"Leave."
"But..."
"Out now before I get the guard."
"Can I come back and sell it to you tomorrow?"
"No."
"Thanks, guys."
"I do apologize."
Gwenog will leave.
So I would like to... as
what
I
the heck,
leave.
Baz?
You should have let me sell the Hell Knight book first.
Yeah, well, give it to Uncle Rorsk to sell.
He does.
On the way out, I like turn back, look at her, and I use prestidigitation to make my eyes glow a little green, and I wink at her, and I walk out.
Okay.
She just like turns up her lip and...
Good. I turn mine up too. I mimic her movements.
You should have just stolen a book from her.
I knock over a shelf.
Yeah, if she
pushed something down on the way out. No. I take two books off the shelf and switch them so they're in the wrong place. Sick burn.
All right, so you get kicked out of Vaz's shop. What do you guys want to do next?
Well, thanks. Now I can't sell my book.
Nope.
Sell it to somebody else.
Yeah,
sell it to
a collector. Who else is going to want the legal protocols of the Order of the Nail?
As it pertains to Cheliax
and Iskiri law. Yeah. With a personalization from the one and only Lictor Asselmar to T. Stagram Esquire.
Yes.
Look, you take better notes than me. I get it.
Someday you'll learn.
Well,
I have notes too.
Maybe if we have portals to all sorts of different places, someone over there will be able to buy it. I don't know. Or it's all worth reading. I have no clue.
So in all seriousness, though, what do you guys do now?
I think that we can head back up to the keep.
Well,
keep on keeping on.
All right. So it's what? What, David?
I want to know if there's anything really special about having silver armor.
Particularly not. It's just more valuable.
Let's sell that.
Okay, that can all be done. That later. Will be done off air.
Fine.
We're on air right now. People don't care about that.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure about the demographic
So far, zero people have tweeted us saying that we
shouldn't. I already have everything appraised with Kenny, too. We did that off air. Oh, so wow. We can...
Yeah, so we'll deal with that later.
All right, how many dogs worth of money do we have, then?
Oh, my. You guys get back to the Hell Knight Hill. You're back in Citadel Alterine. You have the map in front of you. Where do you want to go? The last place you left off was right in the center near the entrance to the courtyard.
I feel like we should explore more of the ground floor.
How much of the ground floor did we not explore?
Probably half.
The whole southern portion as well as the entrance.
I think we just go into the front door when we come back.
Yeah, when we come. Yeah.
We go through the front door and see what's up in there.
You head toward the front door. Battered, reinforced doors hang ajar at this main entrance to Citadel Alterine, once the headquarters of the Hell Knight's Order of the Nail. Above the doorframe, a tarnished seal depicting a sunburst made of nails stands out in a relief on the keep's stonework. Under the seal runs a worn but clear line of carved text. So, we are entering into exploration mode again. Are we going back to the double trap search, readied weapon, Gwenog?
Yes. As far as I'm concerned.
So, we need to name this particular strat so we can easily refer to it. Does anyone have any suggestions for this particular strat name?
Eyes up, axe out.
I like it.
That's actually pretty
Eyes
good.
Up, axe out?
Yeah. So, henceforth, this formation shall be known as Eyes Up, Axe Out.
And it's okay. Up because we got attacked by a bat.
We're looking at
you
the
weren't
ceiling.
Looking up before.
I'm looking at the ceiling.
So you're looking up at the ceiling. You trip and fall and hurt your head.
All right.
He falls backwards onto Glenog's axe.
Yep. And so you enter this foyer and you see lining the sides are old suits of rusty plate mail in the Hell Knight design. And in the center, there are piles of cloth. And as you enter, sticking their heads out of the pile of the cloth, you see three goblin dogs that are just kind of like tilting their heads and looking at you.
More puppies? Are you kidding me?
More puppies.
I guess.
Now, they have
so
not,
much food.
They have not made any attempts to attack you. They just kind of see, they see you and they're just very confused.
Do we have the other two puppies with us?
Yep, they're in a backpack.
That's a huge circumstance
backpack.
Bonus. Let's go tame these guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. You can handle this one, yes.
Can he?
Let's find
can
out.
I really just want him to fail, so can we all look at the die roll?
What check is this going to be?
Nature.
It's going to be a nature check. You got this.
I'm gonna use a hero point on this. 15. Plus any bonuses with the food that I've got with me.
You did not say that you proffered the food.
Whoa. Yeah, I did. I said, with so much food, roll it back. Kenny.
I thought you were talking about them.
Roll it back.
Where the food?
What's the total?
Well, I got a 15 plus any bonuses for food. Just give me the three dogs, Kenny, and I won't punch you.
Hold on, I thought...
Everywhere.
I was sure that there was a...
One of them bites you.
There was a DC in here somewhere, but I'm not finding it. So I'm just going to say, yeah, sure. So you approach these three dogs, and you offer them some food, and they kind of whimper a little bit and come up and they get the food and, you know, nom on it and rub against you a little bit.
Nice.
Could you make me a fortitude save?
Yeah. Give me that disease. 23.
All right. As they
wow, your rolls have been amazing.
It's like today. Almost unbelievable.
Almost, right?
And as they rub against you, there's this just stench surrounding them, and like fleas hopping all over them, and like one of them hops on you, and you like scratch it off, but you feel okay.
Hmm. Is the spell prestidigitation in this game? Is this able to be used to clean things?
I don't know the spell description because I'm not a caster.
Checking. I'm about to give these puppies a magic bath.
So you guys are in this room. You have calmed the dogs as much as they were going to be. And what do you want to do? There's two doors leading further in. One that leads towards the northern section. One that leads to the southern section. There's also these rows of plate mail armor. You could look through the goblins' stash if you wanted.
Yeah.
Goblin dog stash, I should clarify.
You mentioned that the plate mail is rusted over.
In bits and pieces in each one.
Oh, so maybe it could be reassembled. How many sets?
There looks to be a total of 14 sets of plate mail. However, they are all in different levels of disrepair and rust.
I think then that if we're clever about it, we could take them apart and pick out the good pieces from each.
Make a full set.
Heck well, yeah. So I imagine this is going to be like the library activities where it simply takes time. And much the two libraries we have to search for valuables.
Yeah, it's on our to-do list
I think it's on our once we've cleansed the castle list.
I'll make a note of that.
Yep. Once we're level sure two and will, I can Jeff, actually use it.
On your monster-stained notebook.
All right, so you put that on your to-do list. Search library. Maybe get a full set of plate mail if you can. And where do you want to go from there? There's two doors, one leading towards the north, one leading towards the south.
We've already been to the north, correct?
Correct.
So let's go to the south.
All right. This narrow corridor stretches around the octagonal center of the keep and is divided into segments by doors leading through this level of the towers or into interior rooms. Here and there, a few remaining paintings of dour-faced hell knights still grace the walls between high, narrow windows that let in limited light. These are just pretty utilitarian hallways, as you'd expect from a keep of such kind. And as you continue south, you find another tower. And in that tower, you have a door going further west, which you know would take you to the courtyard, and a door south.
And there's nothing of immediate value, anything I can percept in this hallway?
No.
What about those paintings?
They might be of interest to someone who cares about the Hell Knights, but other than that, they're just paintings of old guys.
Are they even particularly good?
No, not particularly.
Oh, okay.
Hell Knights don't care about art. Let's continue. Which doors were there?
I believe. There's a
north
door to the west, which would lead you back to the courtyard area and the central room, or a door to the south.
South. Let's continue going south.
Okay, so you open that door to the south.
I don't like that picture, Kenny. You keep flipping open the book while it's flat on the table.
Oh, but I'm the cheater at this table.
I can't read upside down like that, but whatever.
Can I do my thing?
Nope.
Can I do my thing? This dingy room is littered with toppled bunk beds and broken furniture. The doors to small but more private bedchambers hang open along the western and southern walls. In the room's center, bed frames are stacked upon each other to form a sort of fort with filthy and ripped bedding dragged over the top to form ceilings and walls. Just a second here.
Perception checks. An arrow whizzes out and instantly kills Doreen.
All right, so that's what you guys see.
All right, so we got a blanket fort in this room?
There's a blanket fort in this room.
All right. All right. Can we hear anything inside of it?
Everyone make me perception checks.
Everyone. Wonderful.
23. 18. 12. So, Gwenog and Doreen. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Doreen. Gwenog and Naz would hear something coming from inside the fort.
Does it sound like a person or does it sound like a beast?
It sounds like something.
Mm-hmm. Something.
You don't know what. There are sounds coming from inside the fort. You're not sure if it is a beast or a
Doreen,
human.
Doreen squints at it and then just says, whatever, and walks towards it.
Naz holds a hand up and says, let's be careful. No mere beast could make a blanket fort of that high quality construction. We should proceed with caution.
I think it's probably just the goblins.
And they're first setting up goblin construction. Please.
So do you guys wish to change your exploration activities at this time?
Can we do the searching burst or the cone at
your perception covered that. Okay. That's not going to provide you any more information.
Cough. Raise your weapon / shield. Cough.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to repair my shield.
Oh, you did. It's still broken.
No.
You've never had it break before. You didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He goes to pick up his shield. It's just a strap on his arm.
I mean, that's like days back to town.
Yeah.
It's so long back to town.
All right, Doreen. You,
on my sword.
You go get your shield repaired. We'll wait here, and we'll see you in 10 minutes.
All right, yeah. So everyone, weapons up?
Can we just call out to this blanket fort here?
You could. That's why I'm asking what you want to do.
All right. So I'll stand behind those two with their weapons out and no shields up. And, who's in there? Show yourself. We mean you no harm.
And you call out, and the front part of this blanket fort gets thrown away and, like, falls slowly in the air, and a bugbear is charging out at you, being like, more cloth! More cloth for my fort! And we'll see you next week.